Oral language development is the first and most important step towards better reading and writing. If you've never heard the word in the dynamic context of a story, then it's not in your sight vocabulary. But when you've heard the word in a story, then when you see it in text, when you see it in your textbook, that word now makes sense because you've got a palpable experience of that word.
Also a chance to get a greater foundation of language, because every new word you hear it in context, and you can glean the meaning from the context of the story. So storytelling is a wonderful language enrichment, foundation builder of knowledge.
One of our stories uses the word stupendous. We use this with kindergarten kids. When those children leave having heard that story, they know what that word means.
And they actually did a study in England where they read aloud to kids. And reading aloud is wonderful, and I really encourage teachers to read aloud. The same group of kids, that same story, they told it dramatically, put the book down and acted it out with vocal changes and facial expression. And they did pre and post testing on vocabulary. And the kids who were read aloud to, their vocabulary improved, because reading aloud is good stuff. But the kids who heard the story dramatically interpreted, their ability to comprehend and retain new vocabulary words was much better than the kids who were simply read aloud to. And my interpretation of the study is that meaning is more than black ink on white paper. That meaning is about facial expression. Meaning is about gesture. Meaning is about vocal inflection.
I tell a story to children. 9 times out of 10, the child will want to see that book again and look at the pictures that are in the book, because the pictures they've created in their mind are very different than what the illustrator has provided for them in the book. And they like seeing the differences between what they created in their imagination and what the illustrator created. And not only do they want to read that book, but they want to read some of the other things I offer at the library that are similar types of books to what I just told. So it's a way to lead to reading.
And I attracted the kids who were loners, who didn't have any place else to go. They didn't quite fit in with the athletes. They didn't fit in with the bright kids. But they just came and they showed up. And to watch these kids develop over 3 years and get excited about telling stories and get that confidence and feel good about themselves.
And I became the first full-time high school storytelling teacher in the country for 11 years. My full curriculum was story. Teachers would come up to me and say, "Kevin, I know the people in your classes because they're good and effective writers. They're not afraid to speak up in class or add to discussion, and they score well on their tests." Story. Storytelling is a community art.
Because they had practiced so hard in learning about storytelling that it adds value to their education. It opens up their imagination, allows them to see that storytelling can be fun. You can learn a message. There's a message in every story that is being told, and it's something that can stick with them for the rest of their lives, and they will be able to use it.
It helps with their imaginations. It helps them to visualize what it is that they're going to be reading. And many of my students who have been storytellers go on later on to drama and do other things with story. A lot of them become writers because they know the structure of stories, they know how stories work, they know how to work with an audience, and they know how to have a rapport with an audience.
Many of the children come back to us year after year after year, and they remember pieces of stories. I have a story about a spider that I tell, and they'll laugh at me and they'll say, "I still remember that spider going up that spout."
One of the great things that can happen with then getting children to tell stories and doing the drawing is it increases their ability to write, because children cannot write, people cannot write if they don't have a picture of what the word means.
They learn history more easily by seeing it presented live. It sticks with them better.
So we decided this year that it would be a wonderful opportunity for our second graders to learn about storytelling, because it enriches the language, it helps them actually with fluency, because they're learning expression, and it just has so many wonderful qualities to it.
Today was a great experience for the kids. They will be able to go back to the classroom and realize how their writing can be turned into stories, whether it's in a book or it could be told out loud, and how storytelling gets passed on from generation to generation, and each time it's told a little bit differently. And I think as we hear their stories today, it'll be interesting for them as they go home and tell their moms and dads what they did today and how their story of the same one that was told earlier will be told differently.
Connect us on a very personal level with who we are, with the layers of our family history and our parents and grandparents, because we all have these funny stories about our Aunt Martha or Uncle Joe, and all the way back into those layers of cultural history and where our ancestors came from, all the way back to the dawn of time. And so it's through these stories that we see these layers of connection with who we are in the small sense. As I love to tease parents when I do my family night at schools, who we are is more than a bag of bones. Who we are, the stories of our parents, great-great-great-grandparents, because you know and I know that our great-great-grandmother made choices that brought us here. You know, if our grandma would have changed her mind that night, we wouldn't even be here. More than the color of our hair and the shape of our nose, our ancestors' stories brought us to this place.
So storytelling has a wide range of uses. Anything that deals with people who are being challenged.
Recapture some of the things in a fun and maybe silly way that would make them think a little bit more about these life skills lessons, such as using the words please and thank you and trying your hardest and things like that that would make them succeed.
So primary motivation in our storytelling is to get them giggling, having a good time, and slip in a little message.